China's attempt to control population. Populations can grow or decline, and China is an example of a place that has passed through a period of huge population growth. China has the world's largest population and a history of very strict controls on that population. The communist government of the 1960s had to cope with a massive famine which killed over 30 million people. This led to two important changes: a government-led farming policy and also a heavy-handed approach to controlling population. China's one-child policy was introduced in the 1970s, amid fears of another 1960s-style famine and changes to society as it moved from an agricultural to industrial economy. This one-child policy started in 1979 and is where every family can have only one child, but they must ask permission from their bosses at work. They must also be over 24 before they can get married. If allowed to have a baby, the family are issued with a card. This card is very important, as the child cannot be registered without it. In addition, some women were sterilised or made infertile after their first child, and incentives were offered, such as a 5-10% salary rise, if the couple stuck to just one child. However, families were allowed to have a second child, but the family must pay for everything, unlike the first child, where the government pays for everything. Salaries could also be cut, and the second child could not become a Chinese citizen. There were granny police who snooped on their neighbours and on people at work, checking the women of a childbearing age. Many people do not agree with China's crash programme. If the new regime is followed for 100 years, China's population would have halved. The problems with the policy included that people were pressured by the granny police, women could be persuaded to have an abortion as late as 7 months, which would be illegal in the UK, and female infanticide, where girls were aborted because Chinese society favours sons. There were also a problem of having no aunts or uncles, no cousins, no brothers or sisters. The benefits were that the forecast famine never happened, and an estimate of 400 million fewer people have been born as a result. Standards of living have also increased. Recent changes include the fact that the policy has been relaxed in recent decades, and in the last few years it has been withdrawn in major cities to prevent a shortage of labour. Young couples can now have two children, but government workers must stick to the policy in some areas. However, the policy will persist because in 2008, China had 1 million more births than deaths every 5 weeks, and 600 million people living on less than $2 a day.